Is daf lamed. So we got a few lines down. We got six lines down. Amar le Abaye, the first word in the line is matana. So we're talking about if a person did a sale, whether they're selling the property during the Yovel year or selling a Eved Kanani to Chutz Laaretz. We said that in both cases the sale is null and void, but the question was whether or not the Mals are Chozos or not. And we said when it comes to Eved Kanani, if a person sells Eved Kanani to Chutz Laaretz, so the buyer lokech loses money. It's the mocha gets to keep the money, and then therefore he gets to keep the money. So what's pshat?
I had a doubt yesterday by myself. Are they selling it to a goy or to a Jew? The chutz
laaretz. I'm not sure it makes a difference.
It must be a Jew, yeah. Because otherwise it cannot go through Bezdin, right? I mean that's
what it's. It could go unless the goy is taking upon himself to work the Bezdin. Uh-huh. He's willing if he, so. So Gemara says, "Amar le'Abaye, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, my chaz is le'le lokeach, the kantir le'le lokeach. How come we're penalizing the lokeach? The guy buys the Eved Kanani, and we say you don't get to keep the Eved Kanani because he goes the chutz laaretz. Not only that, we make the lokeach lose his money. So the guy now a brilliant thing. The seller, the mocher in Eretz Yisrael, sells his Eved Kanani, and the Eved Kanani goes free, and he also makes money. He makes whatever he sold the guy the Eved for $10,000. Who knows what?" So why are we penalizing Lokeach in this case? Nikna say Lamocher. We should penalize the Mocher. Isn't the Mocher who sold the Eved Kanani L'chutz Laaretz? So shouldn't he lose that money? Shouldn't we make the Mocher return the money back to Lokeach? So Amar Leih, the response back is Lo Achbor Aganav El Achur Aganav. A very strange response here is though. Not that it wasn't the mouse that stole, it was the hole. The hole, right? The mouse came into your house and took some food away. He took your cheese, he took your bread. So that's not the mouse's fault, there's a hole there. So the hole was created there. So here as well, we shouldn't penalize the mocha, we should penalize the lokeach. Correct. Right, that's the hole exactly. So then the Gemara says, "Ilav achbara chor minole." Wait a second. If there's no mouse, so then how is there a hole? I mean, it's certainly you need that mouse and you need a hole. Both are relevant to parties in terms of selling or taking the food here as well. The mocha lokeach, they both were helping out selling the eved, so maybe they should both be penalized. They should split the cost, something along the lines. What's pshat here? And the Gemara says, you're right, perhaps they're both at fault here, both the Lokeach and the Mocher, but nonetheless, Mistavra makes sense, Heicha de Isa, Liusura Kantinan. Wherever the Isser is found, that's where we're going to give the penalty. And so since the Eved Kanani is being sent to Chutz Laaretz, to Lokeach, it's in Lokeach's area, in his Chutz Laaretz, where the Isser exists, so therefore we're going to penalize Lokeach and he loses out his money. Gemara now goes back in the Mishnah from yesterday. When a person sells his property, so the lokeach gets to use it for at least 2 years. He can't take it before 2 years are up. And we said, let's say some of those years were years of famine or droughts and things of those sort. So the Mishnah says those are not counting towards the years. But if it's a time where he decided not to plant anything, or the buyer, he plowed but he didn't plant anything, those are part of the count, and it's the lokeach's, his own loss. So hasha hovira, if the lokeach let the land lay fallow, and we say it's part of the olalo, it's part of the two-year count, narami bari. So certainly if he plowed the land, just didn't seed the land, certainly then it is part of the count as well. So just mention hovira. The guy lets the land lay fallow, that's still part of the count, that's his fault. And we would understand, and if the lokeach plowed the land, even though he didn't seed it, that would also be part of the count. The Gemara says no. Nara, it's tzirchle. There's a chiddush by the case of Nara, when the lokeach plowed the property. I would have thought, tzakadai techamina, when the mocher buys it back after 2 years, havle damel v'lesik. Perhaps the mocher, when he rebuys it back, he should have to pay the money, the service, the schiris, for the lokeach plowing the property. Kamash v'lan, no. If the lokeach wanted to plow the land and not plant it, that's his own loss, and we're not mechayiv the mocher, when he gets the property back, to have to pay for the plowing that took place. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Machro Lo, let's say you sold it before Rosh Hashanah, and it was a full the full produce on the property, full land, and we had said that that's in essence, this guy gets to eat three produce, 3 years of tevua over the course of 2 years, because he gets Rosh Hashanah a full field. And he gets 2 years to come, which is going to have another two tevuos, so he gets three tevuos in the course of 2 years. So the Braisa says, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Minayin Shema Mocher Lo Lufnei Rosh Hashanah, Meleya Peros, Shelo Yomar Lo, that the Mocher shouldn't say, when I want it back after 3 years, return it to me, Hanach Lefanai, Kedem. derech shenachti lefanecha. Like when you rent a car, so you get the gas. You have to return the same amount of the gas, or you pay for the full, whatever the case is, you have to return it the way you got it. How do we know you don't say this? I gave you land with a full tevuah. When you return the land back to me, I want you to give me a full tevuah as well. How do we know he can't make such a claim? Tam alomer, it says in the pasuk, b'mispar shnei tevuos yim karlach. That b'mispar shnei tevuos yim karlach, pamim shadam ochel shalosh tevuos b'shtei shanim. Sometimes we have, lokeach is able to get three tevuos over the course of 2 years, which means he doesn't have to return the third and final tevuah. That's his revach.
And we don't assume that when he bought the land, he paid for the payers. Normally, you put it in the price.
So if that was a price, so then perhaps you could make such a deal. I don't know.
But I think we learned before that usually that when you send the land, I don't remember, but okay.
Yeah, there's we're not really sure what the deal was here,
the
but
deal,
yeah,
question.
But it could be the enachanami. I may have put it into the price. That's fine. I put it into the price, and maybe that will cover the cost of it. I don't know. So then the Mishnah says, "Macha rishona b'mana." Let's say the guy, the owner, the mocher sells it to buyer one for b'mana. And then the machar b'shurishon l'shein. Now the next guy sells it to another third person for masayim. So it went up in value. Now it went to 200. And now the original owner, let's call him number one guy, he wants to redeem it. So he needs to redeem it from number three guy now, right? Number one guy, the owner, sold it to two for $100. Two sold it to number three for $200. So how do we know when number one redeems it from number three's possession, what does he pay for it? Ein mechashiv ela imarishon. He only needs to calculate based on what he sold it to number two guy, the first guy he sold it to, which was for mana, shenemar l'isha shemachalo. The entire pasuk reads, v'chishev es shnei mimkaro, you calculate the years of sale, v'heshev es ha'odav l'isha shemachalo, to the person whom you sold it to, so that's who you calculate the mana that you sold it to, and you ignore the masayim that was sold to another party for. So that's how we know you go based on a mana. Let's say to the opposite case.
You pay
a mana to redeem it back, right?
From the third guy.
Exactly.
But isn't there like a fixed rate for that?
No, that's only by the hekdesh. When a person is a makdesh property, that's regular based on market value. Then let's say, well, not market value, but based on what you sold it for, even though market value is different. But let's say it's the opposite case. Let's say machor l'rishon b'masayim. You sold it to the first guy for 200. And then Macharisha, and then that guy sold it to another party, Lashani Bimani. Now it depreciated. So how do you know that this case ain't machashir and macharon? And this time you do deal with the last guy. You go with the lesser cost. Shinamar, Vichishiv Eshne Mimkaro, Vheshiv is oldest Leish, and we stop short there. We don't say Hashem Machalo, we say Leish, just to that guy, Leisha Asher Besochot, the guy who's currently living in it. So we're taking it Lakula either way. Whatever's Lakula, either we're darshing based on who you sold it to, Lasher Machalo, if that's cheaper, or Leisha Asher Besochot, if that's cheaper as well. We're always going to go Lakula, and we'll see why in the Gemara, why we're going Lakula when the guy redeems his property back. The Mishnah finishes off, lo yimcha barachok v'yuga bakar, a person, let's say he wants to redeem his property, but he has no liquid cash. So he wants to sell a distant property to create cash for him and buy a property that he just sold that's closer. How do we know he can't do that? We'll see in the Gemara why that is, but the din is, he certainly cannot, lo yimcha barachok v'yuga bakarov, and bara v'yuga b'yafa, he can't sell a worse property, a swampy area, for a higher quality land, v'lo yilva v'yuga, he also can't borrow money in order to redeem his property back, v'lo yuga l'chatzon, he also can't redeem it in piecemeal, he has to do either all or nothing, and that's all true by the din of a person buying back his land he sold, but behekish, when it comes to a person who's makdish his property, then it's mutter b'kul, and he could do it, he could borrow, he could sell a further land, yafa v'ra, ra v'yafa, and all that, mutter b'kulon, zeh chomer behedyot, behekish, that's a chomer that by a hedyot, by selling property, there are certain stringencies in redeeming it back, but these are kulas that you can apply to hekdesh as well. Now, Tosas just points out an important dinner. Look at a small Tosas, Dibur Maschil lo yimchar b'rachok v'yigal b'karov. You can't sell a far property for a close property or a bad property for a good property. Tosas writes, tu adem ipcha, the opposite is true as well. You can't sell a good property for a bad property. You can't sell a close land for a distant land. It's just the orcha de milsanaka. They're just giving the more likely scenario. More likely a person would sell a further land to buy a closer land to where he lives, as opposed to selling a closer land to redeem some of the distant property. But all cases are true. We can't sell any other properties in order to create money for him to buy back his land. So Gemara now wants to understand Tanur Rabbanan. Quote to Brisa, Machar l'rishon b'mane, u'machar rishon l'sheni b'masayim. It went up in value. Minayin she'ein mechashiv elem rishon. You only go with the first guy, which was the cheaper price, as it said in the Mishnah, Tamalomar le'isha she'am machalo, to whom you sold it to. Machar l'rishon b'masayim, you sold it to the first guy for masayim. And he, Machar l'rishon l'sheni b'mane, he sold it to the next guy for only a mane. It went down in price. Minayin she'ein mechashvin ela imasheni. How do you know you only calculate based on the second guy, the cheaper price? Tamalomar le'isha la'isha shebasocho, divrei Rebbe. So that's like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is authored by Rebbe. But the Braisa does quote another opinion that argues, it seemingly sounds like it's saying the same thing, but we'll see there's an afkamina. Rebbe Dustai ben Yehuda Omer, machalol b'mane. He sold it to the guy for one. Now, in this case, it's not a second sale. It's just the value appreciates or depreciates. So, machlel mana, you sold it to the first guy for mana, vishbicha, and he enhanced the property or went up in value. Amda al-masayim, now it's worth 200. Menayin chain mechashiv el b'mana. How do you know you only go based on the sale price? So, shenemar, v'heshiv es odef, that you return the odef, which means you ignore the odef. Ha'odef shebiyodo, that the mocher, when he returns it to lokeach, so then he only has to pay the mana that he initially had sold it for. But let's say machlo b'masan, let's say he sold it initially for 200. V'echsifa, now it depreciated. V'omda al mana, minayin shein mechashin el b'mana. How do you know you also go based on this, the lesser price, which in this case is the second market value? Shenemar v'heshiv z'odef, ha'odef shebekarka. That when a mocher sells to a lokeach, so you go based on the current value, which is the lesser of the two. So this is the same idea. You always go based on the kula. Rabbi Dustai ben Huda agrees to Rabbi. It's always based on the least amount. So what's the difference? They're both saying the same thing. And we're explaining that Taida Nafkamina. My binayu, the yakar vizal vayakar. It was up, it went down, it went up again. So what's this nafkamina? If you look at Rashi, the last narrow lines in Rashi, kigon de ayakar vizalve ayakar, shemachra labmasayim, you sold it initially for 200. That's ayakar. That's at an expensive price. Umachar rishon l'sheni. Then the first guy sells it to the second guy, bimana, for 100. Vinisyakra now, this is the second stage. Vinisyakra biyad l'sheni. Now, while in the possession of the second buyer, it went up in value of amd al-masayim. So now it's currently 200. So now, what's the nafkamina? L'rebi damar l'isha asher besocho, to the guy who's in it, lo yoyev elamana kemadiyav b'asheni. You go based on what the second guy paid for it, which is 100. We don't care about the current market value. It's really the purchase price of that second guy asher besocho. But according to Rebbe Dustai, you have masayim, you have to pay the higher amount, the 200 in this case, because the amrit yo'o dif biyado ha'masan shakim mekame, v'yam adif shibakarka ha'masan shavya. So based on either way you darshan the pasuk here, it's going to be 200 is the current market value, and therefore either 200 that you paid for it initially, or 200 that's currently worth, either way it's going to be masayim, no matter how you slice the pasuk, and therefore this would be a nafkamina between Rebbe Dustai ben Yehuda and that of Shitas Rebbe. Gemara says, wait a second here. Remind you, so everyone agrees right now, there's one point you're either going to look at the purchase price or market value. Either the bookends, the beginning or the end. So now, Mamaydi the Kula, who said you're going based on the least of the two? Maybe Dilma Lachomer. Maybe it should be, if the higher amount is the purchase price, so he should have to redeem for the higher price. And if the higher price is the current market value, he should have to pay for the higher one. Who said we're going the Kula versus Lachomer? We all agree that the two points, that there ought to be a certain consistency. It's either both Lachomer or both the Kula. Why are we going the Kula? And Gemara says, I'll tell you why we're going the Kula when it comes to a person who's being goel, he's redeeming back his property that he sold. Because lo saga daitach, I wouldn't have thought any otherwise, because the gamar gu'ula gula mi evit evri. We have a evit ivri. We have a gezer shava from evit ivri that it says gula by redeeming your property, and it says gula by redeeming an evit ivri. So v'hasam, you know, and how do you know by an evit ivri we're l'kula as well? We always go for the least amount. The sign of the Braisa tells us, Nimkar b'mana. Let's say an Eved Ivri is sold to a guy for a mana. Vishbiach, and now while he's in servitude, he becomes stronger and more valuable. Rabban Amasai, now he's worth 200. How do you know Minayin She'ein Mechashin El b'mana? How do you know when negotiating with the guy, By the way, Ricky, this is an example where we're negotiating with a guy here. So here you go, the least amount that you sold, even though currently the market value is 200, Masayim, you go for the 100. How do you know? What's the pasuk? Shenamar mikasa miknasa, the kasa that he was bought with, which is a mana. And how do you know if it's the opposite case if he was initially sold nimkar b'masayim? Evidently, he was sold as 200. And he became weak and ill, and now he's only amud al mana. He's only worth a mana. How do you know you go to kula here as well? Minayin she'ein mechashin ela mimana. Shenamar kifishanav, depending on the years left, according to his current shinav, his shanav right now, his current status, his current market value. So we have here, this is an example where you go on the kula by an evit ivri on both ends. Ve'ein li ela evit ivri and nimkar lo'ri kachavim, if you sold to a goy. How do you know shenigal v'yado al yona, that you're able to go for the El Yonah, meaning when you redeem him, you go for the least amount. Nimkar Yisrael Minayin. How do you know when he sold an Evid Ivri sold to Yid? We also go based on the cheaper price. Tamalomer, Sacher, Sacher, L'Gzer Shava. We are connecting Evid Ivri that sold to a Goy to an Evid Ivri sold to Yisrael. Both of them, you're going L'Kula. Now, once we establish you're going L'Kula by an Evid Ivri, Gulas Evid Ivri, we're also able to extend that to Gulas Karka. They're also going to go L'Kula on either direction.
But here you could also say the other way.
So Amar Abaye says, wait a second. So Hareini, firstly, Abaye says, after Darshan Yipsukim, he says, Hareini ki benazai b'shuke teveria, I am like benazai, the Gemara says, who's in the shuke teveria, who's able to darshan in an incredible way. So that's how comfortable he felt in terms of the drashas. But, asks the Gemara, like Ricky just said, Amar le'abaye, Amar le'ahumir abana rather, le'abaye, ikal mejishai l'kulov, ikal mejishai l'chumra. Same thing. All we have by Evid Ivri is that there's going to be something, sometimes you calculate based on Miknaso, and sometimes based on Shana, based on the current state, and sometimes based on the sale price. But who said you're going to go L'Kula both ends? Maybe you should go L'Chumra on both ends and go the whatever the higher price is, either Shas Miknaso or Shanav. So Gemara says, Mimadi L'Kula, Eima L'Chumra. Okay, this is your question. So Gemara says, L'Saga Daitach, no one would ever think you're going to be more machmir when redeeming an Evid Ivri. Why? Mida'ake Rachman Agabe, from the fact that we see we're lenient in other halachas by an Evid Ivri, deciding the Brisa tells us, Ki tov lo imach, it's supposed to be good with you. What does that mean, Ki tov lo imach? Imach b'mayichel, imach b'mishta, shelo te ocha pas nekiyah v'hu ocha pas kibar. That you should feed him the way you feed yourself. You could give him what to drink like you drink yourself. You shouldn't have nice, clean, white bread and he has all the dirty bread. Ata shosu yayin yashin, you drink aged wine, v'hu yoshosu yayin chadash, he has the new wine. Ata yashin agabi mochan, you have very nice mattresses and pillows and blankets. Hu yashin agabi karkan, you let him sleep on the floor. That should not be the case. Mikan amru, here we see hakona evit ivri, one who buys an evit ivri for himself, in fact, is really kakona adon la'atma. You're acquiring a master because you have to treat him like a king. So the fact that we are lenient with him here, we treat him in such a covetic way, so too when you redeem him, we should also be makil and trying to get him out of that place.
Why is that leniency? That's a
stringency. Yeah, but in the end of the day, no one really wants to be an Evid Ivri, though.
I'm saying, but you're treating him the way you're treating him. That's a chumra that you have to treat him.
No, but for him, it's a leniency for him.
Right, it's a leniency.
Yes, how you treat him.
That's how you look at it.
No, I'm saying the point is we're doing leniencies for him to get him out. To get him out of the obvious as well, we want to be lenient to pull him out of that. So we should go for the least of the two prices. So then the Gemara says, Ad Rab, the opposite is the case. We should be Nachamir, we should be more Machamir in the Evid Ivri. Why? Midi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. We're going to have a long statement of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, of how one Avera leads to another Avera. It's all a terrible thing. So how does it begin? Bo re kama kasha avaka shashvias. How bad is the punishment of avaka shribas shvias, which means not real Shemitah, but only avaka shashvias. The Rambam calls it divrei sofrim. We'll come to sviche, not dafka sviche actually. It just talks about when a person sells, makes money off of shvias fruits, which you're not allowed to sell. It says la'achla, and the drash is la'achla, v'lo la'machra, lo la'schara. You have to eat the shvias, but you can't sell it. So if one does sell shvias and makes money off it, what Adam Vinose and Beper Shvius, Lasof in the end, what's the punishment for him? What's going to be his end? Mocher es Metaltalov. He's all going to have to start selling his movable property. How do we know? Shenemar, the Pasuk already foreshadows this. Shenemar, it says, Bishnasa Yovel Hazos, Tashuvu Isha Chuzaso. In this year of a Yovel year, a person returns his property. Uksiv, Vichisim Karo Mimkar Lamisecha, O Kanam Yarimisecha. It talks about davar niknam bialiyah. That's going to lead a person to start selling his property, because if he's not keeping shemitah properly, it leads to selling his metalslim. So then lo hirgish, he's not going to be moved by this at all. He's not going to understand what's going on. So next thing he's going to sell is lasof mocher sadosof. He's going to start selling his property now, his karka. Shenemar says in the pasuk, v'chiyom mochachicha machar meachuzah. So then he's going to start selling his achuzah, his field. Lo basal yado, he's still not going to realize that this is all because of the aveira of selling shviyas. Lo sof moches beis, he's going to sell his own house. Shenemar ish kiim kor beis moshav ein yechoma. The next pasuk tells us he's going to sell his home. So Gemara just stops for a moment. My shna hasam, how come initially it said the kamar lo hirgish? When he sold his metalton, he didn't feel it. And then after selling his field, the medrash says my shna hacha the kamar lo basal yado, didn't come to him. So what's the difference between Lohirgish and Lobasa? So Gemara tells us, a famous Gemara, Kid Rav Huna, Damar Rav Huna, Kevin Shavar Adam Avera. When the person violates an Avera, Vishanaba, he repeats the Avera, Huchalo becomes Mutter Tim. It's Mutter. All you have to do to get things to be Mutter, do it once, and then it's Mutter to you. Says Gemara, Huchalo Sagadaydach, you can make something Mutter by you killing someone, now it's Mutter the next time? Certainly not. Ella Ema, Nas is like Keter. It appears, it feels like it's Mutter, because he's now been desensitized. So initially, Lo Hirgish Bei, he was sensitive to something that was going on, but he wasn't struck enough. The very next time he does this, selling of Shvius, so then the Mamash goes over as if it's Mutter, he's completely desensitized. Back to the story, however. Gemara says, Lo Basal Yado, he still didn't realize by selling Shvius that was the cause of him selling his property, so now he feels the need to sell more Shvius to make more money. He's trying to catch up, but as he's trying to catch up and violate Averas, he's digging himself deeper into the mess here. So what's the next thing? Lo Basal Yado, Achim Ochez Bito, now he's selling his daughter. Shinem Marbichim Chayishas Bisa Bito Lama. The Af Agav de Bito Bahai in Yana Lesa. Wait a second. We're talking about Parshas Baha, this is Bechukosai, Bahar here. So it doesn't talk about selling a daughter in Bahar. It's back in Mishpatim talks about Bito. So Gemara says, it's understood that Nicha L'inish Jilizban Brate V'lo Lizeh B'ribase. So even though we're going to see next it's going to lead to Ribis, the Gemara understood that it must have been selling a daughter was placed in here first, because a person would rather sell his daughter as an Am Ivria before having to start bowering on Ribis. The Ilahasam Migrav Azli, because by selling a daughter, in the end of the day, as the daughter gets older, she loses her value, so you'd rather sell her off. But Ilahacha, but if he borrows Beribis, Kamosu Azli, it's going to make his debt even worse and worse. So it's understood on a financial standpoint, better to sell the daughter before borrowing a ribis, and that's why they have to stick in selling Amivria, even though it's not actually in the psukim that we're talking about.
Sorry, because the daughter, he can next year, instead of, if he borrows, next year he has to pay more. If he wants to
She's worth cheaper every year.
Because,
so it's a better financial move. Maybe not the best family move, but certainly. So then, Lo Basal Yado. Then that doesn't really move me. He's not struck by what's going on here. Lasov Shalova Beribis. Eventually, he's going to start borrowing on interest. Shenemar V'chiyamu Chachicha. When your brother gets very poor, Uksiv Al Tikach Mito Neshech V'Tarbis. Don't take ribis on him, which means that he's prepared to borrow on ribis if he needs to. Labasal Yadov, that doesn't move him either. Lasof Moche Es Atma, next he's going to sell himself. Shenemar V'chiyamu Chachicha Imach V'nim Karlach, he's going to sell Lo L'cha, not only even to you as a Yid, but Ela L'ger, he's going to sell himself to a Ger. Shenemar L'ger V'lo L'ger Tzedek, but not always to a Ger Tzedek, but sometimes even L'ger Toshev, who's a Goy. Shenemar L'ger Toshev. And sometimes he can't even sell himself to a Ger Toshav, which is a Goy who took upon himself to not keep a Avodah Zarah, or according to some of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. But sometimes even worse, sometimes he has to sell himself the Mishpachas Ger, Zeh Ovid Kochavim, to having to a family of idol worshippers. It could be even worse then. Uch Sheomer, when it says in the Pasuk, O Le'aker, Zeh Nimkar V'Nasim Misharis L'Ovid Kochavim Asma, then he sometimes has to serve as a priest, or some type of service for the Avodah Zarah itself. And that's how bad all this could get. So now, after saying all this, so we're trying to see, we tried to prove from all this that, the Eved Ivri, why is the person sold as an Eved Ivri? Because he was a Rasha, because initially he sold, started selling Peros Shviyas, and that caused this whole effect here, and therefore we should be more Machmir when redeeming the Eved Ivri, we shouldn't be more Mekel. And the Gemara says,
saying that it's his fault.
Exactly, his fault, and therefore we should punish him.
Right.
So Gemara says, Amar Le, Gemara says back, wait, and still in the end of the day, in the end of the day, Amar Leha, Hajri Karla, passing the end, return back. We want to bring him back to Klai Yisrael in the end of the day. Even though he did a terrible thing, and he did all these selling his property and his field and his daughter and all that, and initially started because of the Issa of selling Shvias, in the end of the day, we want him back in the Yiddishkeit. The Tanit Be'er Rabbi Shmuel, Hol V'Halach Mach Ratzman La'av Ovid D'Chavim, he sold himself to Avodah Zarah. Itchei Evin Achar Nofu, we should let the rock just pull him down further and further, let him get crushed. Certainly not. Tamalomar Gula Tielo Echad Me'achav Yigalen. And one of his brethren should go ahead and save him, have Rachmanos. And therefore, since we have to have Rachmanos, we should be more lenient in trying to buy him back. The Gemara said, Ema Gula Tielo. Maybe we should say the reason why we want to redeem him is not because of Rachamim. We feel bad for the guy. He deserves a punishment. But because a different reason, because of really societal points. Really, he deserves to be punished, but he doesn't deserve to be not religious. So we don't have Rachmanis on him mitzad of what he went through. We do have Rachmanis in terms of him not being yitame, not assimilating, and for that sake of him not assimilating, since it impacts all of Klal Yisrael, so then we want to redeem him. But even though we want to redeem him, in the end of the day, we're not going to be lenient on the price that you have to pay. Now the Achram asks a question. Wait a second. Well, if you're not going to be lenient on what you're going to pay, then no one's going to redeem him. I mean, if you want to motivate people, you want to get them to redeem the guy, you have to make the price lower. So it's really counterintuitive by making pay the higher price than the lower price. So what the Achram explains is as follows: that really the situation whereby the community is able to buy back for the higher price, they have the money to do it. But in the end of the day, we're not going to be lenient on them since they have the money. If they have no money to pay the higher price, the Einachanami will be lenient, they can pay the lower price. But if they have the wherewithal to buy the higher price, so then we're going to be machmir on them to have to pay the higher price as long as they're willing. It's a little tricky, a fine line that they're walking here. Gemara now says, that's all the first explanation as how we know you pay the least price for the gulas karka. So comes along now another explanation, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It says in the pasuk, "Im od rabos b'shanim." When it comes to a person being podeh, this is referring to an eved ivri. If there's more years left, so then you return the price. It also says, "Im mat nishar b'shanim." If there's a lot of years, if there are little years, what do you mean, "Im od rabos im maat"? What's the difference? So the drasha is, "V'chiyeshanim rubos yeshanim utos." Are there longer years and there shorter years? All the years are the same. They're all 365 days or 354 days in the lunar calendar. What do you mean longer and shorter years? Ella, nisraba kaspo, if over the years, so then the value became more expensive, so then the kesem meknaso, go based on the kesem meknaso, what you bought it for initially, go in the least price. Kafi shanav, sorry, nismai kaspo, if however he depreciated in value, so then go based on kifi shanav, go based on his current market value. So this is the drasha of Rav Nachman. So, Ema, how do you know? Maybe you could say as follows. Maybe you should suggest, Hey, Chadavitarti, maybe the pasuk is talking about it very simply. Nothing to do with appreciating or depreciating. Let's say the value stayed the same throughout all the years, all 6 years. Maybe the pasuk very simply saying, Hey, Chadavitarti, when the Eved Ivri worked 2 years, Pashi Arba, now there are 4 years remaining, Leisir Le Arba, pay the 4 full years to get him back. And Mikas Miknaso, based on the purchase price. Heicha David Arba, in a situation where he worked 4 years already, Upai Shitarta, now there are 2 years remaining, Leisle Tarta, you should pay the master the 2 years, Kavishana, based on the years that are remaining, and there's nothing to do with talking about appreciating or depreciating a value, and there isn't a raya. Gemara says, Im Kain, if that were to be the case of just telling you that you have to pay how many years left on his contract, well, Nichtov Im Od Rabos Shanim. My Bashanim, what's the extra base Bashanim? It's telling me an extra drasha, Nisraba Kaspa Bashanim. If the value went up during the year itself, then Mikasa Magnaso go based on the cheaper price of what he was bought for. In Ismaid Kaspa Bashanim, if however he depreciated during the year, then Kifisham, you should pay based on his current market value. And Amr of Yosef said, Darshina Rav Nachman Lahanikra Kisinai. Yosef, who himself was called Sinai, the Gemara in Brachos and Gemara in Horios, he now acknowledged the great drasha of Rav Nachman that he was able to darshan psukim as if it was given May Sinai itself. Let's go weiter. The Gemara says,
so it always goes down to the lower one.
Exactly. When it comes to Eved Ivri, when it comes to buying back a Steachuza, we always go base, go Lakula. So then the Gemara had said, the Mishnah had said, Lo yimcha mirachok, a person shouldn't tell a distant field for Karov and Ra for Yafeh. So how do we know all this? The Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa, teaches us that it says in the Pasuk by Gulas Karka, V'yisiga yado, if the guy has the money to pay it back, he should pay it back. Yad Asmo, that which he has currently in his possession, Shelo yulvav yigal, he shouldn't borrow in order to redeem. Umatza, matza means that which he has now, Achshav, he has got money available to him now, that which he can find, that he could go ahead, he shouldn't sell property that he has, that's telling us what he has currently, not what he's able to create from properties that he owns. And Kedei Gulasa tells me, you have to redeem for the Kedei Gulasa, you have to redeem the whole price, you can't buy back half of the property at a time, it has to be all or nothing. So these are the three different dinim we learn from the Gemara, the Mishnah, Shelo Yivav V'Yigal, Shelo Yimcha Barachok V'Yigal Bekarov, and finally, Lo Yigal L'Chatzayim. So Gemara stops for a moment here. The word Matzah, we send the Pasuk Matzah, has to be the money that he has right now. But the Gemara says, the Meimer, is this to mean to Matzah Hashem Ashma? The Matzah means right now, he has money available right now in the bank? But for a minute, we have a brisa elsewhere that teaches us matzah means something different. It says in the pasuk by Ari Miklat that matzah, the person goes to Ari Miklat, if matzah, if he found the person and killed the person. So what's the case here? The guy was chopping the wood and a piece of wood went flying and killed someone. So here the guy goes to the Ari Miklat. So this is prat lamam siatmo, this is to exclude a case where when you hit the wood and wood started flying out, then the guy stuck out his head after the wood was ready mid-air, there the person is actually pater from galus. Mikan Amar Rabbi Elazar, he says from here, im v'sheyotze evin mitachas yad, if you threw a rock, and then after the rock left your hand, hotzi hala es rosha, the guy stuck his head out, put his head in the line of fire, the kibla, and he took the blow and died, pater, the thrower is pater, because when he threw it, it wasn't there at the time. What we see from here, matza means midei deisa me karmashma. Matza means that it was ready there before you did the act. Meaning by the case of the gulas karka, matzah means what do you have right now. By the case of matzah bayar, matzah in the forest, by the arimikla, matzah means it was there beforehand. So does matzah mean avar in the past, or does matzah mean hove in the now, in the current? So the Gemara says, amarava, hacha minyan edekra, hacha minyan edekra. It depends on the context. The word matzah can be used in either way, and the context will dictate how to define the word. Hacha here, by the case of Hisiga Yado, by the Gulas Karka, Dumi de Hisiga Yado has to be similar to Hisiga Yado, that which a guy has currently now in his possession. Ma Hisiga Yado de Hasha, just like the money he has now, Af Matzah, so to the word Matzah means Nami Dasha, the money he has now as well. Hacha, but here, by the case of the Ari Miklat, Dumi de Yar has to be similar to a forest. It says in the Pasuk Yar, it says the Pasuk it reads, Asher Yavo Esreo Bayar. So the din is Mayar Milsadisa Mikar, just like a forest is that which existed beforehand, Mekara and the Avar, Af Matzah, so to the definition of Matzah is Milsadisa Mikar, something that was there beforehand.
It's interesting, there's no Svara for this.
There's no Svara.
Because you would think that if somebody would help the person to sell something that's far away to.
Yep, and a Hanami.
It's yep. just a limud from Sukkim.
Yeah.
And it's not such a clear limud either. I mean, it's just, it is, but
what?
I'm saying it's
a... Yeah, there's not to be a svar per se. Yeah, I don't know. The Gemara doesn't offer any suggestion of why.
Why, exactly?
So then the Gemara, let's finish off the Gemara to get to the next daf in the Mishnah at the very top. Ube Hekdesh, we said, when it comes to Hekdesh, all these are mutter, which means you can redeem Yirachok Lekarov and Ra Leyafe, you can redeem Lechatzon, and it goes to redeem... you could be low veva yugal as well. How do we know by hekdesh this is all permitted? Manan emile, what's the source? The Tanur Rabban and the Braisa teaches us that v'megal yugal, what's a double lashon? This is referring to a person's maktish's property, he can redeem it back. Not selling property, we were talking about selling before, now we're talking about being maktish's property. So redeeming your property back from hekdesh is just v'megal yugal. What's a double lashon? To tell me, melamed shelo v'vegal, you could even borrow in order to redeem. You could use multiple avenues to redeem your property. The goal, the chatzon, you can even redeem it in piecemeal. So, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Matam, what's the reason why we're more makil on redeeming the property from hekdesh than from redeeming property from a sale. Since we find that when selling a property, there's a certain advantage, a certain strength we give the Torah. If, let's say, Yovel comes and no one redeems the property back, when you sell your property, then you get it back during Yovel. That's a kula. So he wanted to have it balanced out. They wanted to therefore say horakocho. So in terms of redeeming it before Yovel, you have a certain weakness. You have a disadvantage. So that's why. But the hekdesh is the opposite. But makdesh stechuza hol shehura kocho. There's a certain weakness, a certain disadvantage you have by being makdesh your property. Shim hegiya yovel velo nigal. If yovel comes and no one redeems it, so then you don't get it back. You lose it forever to the kohanim. Yo to the kohanim. Therefore, they have to counterbalance this with the yovel kocho. They gave you a certain strength. If you want to redeem it, to be lenient. Shelova vegal lechatzayim. The Braisa concludes now at the very top of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. We'll read the three lines to the Mishnah. Tanecha, the one Braisa teaches us, lo v'vegoel, v'goel chatzayin. The Tani Idach says, when he's referring to a person's makdish's property, he could redeem, he could borrow and redeem, he could redeem chatzayin. But the other Braisa tells us, Tani Idach, ain't a lo v'vegoel. If ain't a goel chatzayin, you can't do all this. So this is a blatant stira. And the Gemara answers, lo kasha, there is no contradiction. It's really a machlokas tanoim, harabanan, who darshan the pesukim above. This is the Rabbanan who uses for a different psak, drasha, the Ha Rabbi Shimon, who taught the drashas just above. So apparently there's a shita of Rabbanan who argue on the drashas of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, and we'll stop here. And we'll miss Hashem.
So in a way, there's no svara, but